Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to VRL Logistics Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Alok Deora from Motilal Oswal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nirav. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 1Q FY24 earnings conference call of VRL Logistics. We have with us today Mr. Sunil Nalavadi, CFO of the company. I would now hand over the call to Mr. Nalavadi to give opening remarks and discuss on the performance of the company, and then we can take up the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Alok. Good morning to all participants. I am Sunil Nalavadi, CFO of VRL Logistics. I welcome all of you once again for the earnings conference call for the quarter one of FY24. At the beginning, I would like to inform you that this is the year starts with standalone goods transport business, along with the other small business that is transport of passenger by air. This passenger by air business consists of one aircraft. As informed, the board has approved to sell this business, being an only unrelated business in the company, and accordingly, this business has been sold with effect from 31st July 2023. During the quarter, the total revenue is increased by around 11% from 617 crores to 683 crores on year-on-year basis. The increase in revenue is mainly on account of increase in tonnage to 10 lakh 20,000 tons from 9 lakh 4,000 tons, with a growth rate at 11%. The increase in tonnage is mainly on account of increase in branch network of the company. We added almost around 205 branches from April 2022 to June 30, 2023. These branches have contributed approximately around 6% in booking tonnage and approximately 8% for delivery tonnage in quarter one of FY24. Our strategy of expansion of branch network is going to be continued and planning to add around 25-30 branches every quarter, especially in untapped market. Apart from the expansion in branch network, the contribution from the existing customers is also supporting for our growth. Further, we are acknowledging that many of the customers are shifting from unorganized operators to organized operators on account of increasing compliances under GST law. On the other side, due to delay and variance in the monsoon periodicity during the year, there were fluctuations in the demand from certain sectors, especially the agro-related products and consumer durables, and these products have not contributed as per our expectations. Further, during the current quarter, we have implemented the barcode and QR code system for all our consignments for smooth and efficient movement of the consignments. We faced some initial hiccups, especially in our hubs, and due to which there were some cases of delay in loading and unloading activities. On account of these interruptions, it impacted on the growth in tonnage in the quarter to some extent, especially for the spot bookings. Within the quarter, this project has been successfully completed. Now the entire operation is running smoothly across our branches and transshipment hubs. During the quarter, the realization per ton is almost maintained. We have not increased any freight rate. And moreover, the other income increase as compared to the last year on account of one is around 1.5 crores of on the profit on sale of certain old vehicles, and we received certain incentives from OEMs also for the warranty period performances. When it comes to EBITDA, it is increased from 94 crores to 110 crores, and percentage to revenue is increased from 15.26% to 16.22%. The year-on-year EBITDA benefited from decreasing fuel costs as a percentage to the revenue by almost around 1% plus. And the average procuring cost per liter of diesel is decreased from ₹93 in Q1 '23 to ₹87.54 in Q1 '24. The procurement for refineries as a percentage to total quantity increased to 32% as of in the current quarter, whereas in the last year, same quarter, it was almost nil. And apart from that, there are reduction in certain expenses, especially the lorry hire charges as a percentage to the expenses, percentage to the revenue is reduced. The tire cost is reduced. The cost of spare parts consumed is reduced due to increase in the kilometers covered by the owned vehicles. toll charges as a percentage to, on the other side, certain expenditures are increased as a percentage to the revenue and impacted on the EBITDA margin. One is the toll charges increment. It is increased almost around from 6.9% to 7.76% on account of increase in toll charges as well as increase in the toll rates. The loading and unloading charges also increased by around 0.35% from 6.24% to 6.59% due to increase in Hamali rates and loading and unloading service rates at various places. The rent expenses also increased from 1.8% to 1.97% as a result of addition of new branches and enhancement of spaces in certain key branches and transshipment hubs. The employee cost increased by 0.33% from 15.95% to 16.28% on account of increase in employee strength by around 1,100 people, and this is on account of increase in the branches and also internal promotions on selective basis. The rest of the expenses were in line with the increase in the revenue and not impacted on the EBITDA margins. The EBITDA of goods transport segment is reduced from 9.86% to 9.06% on account of increase in depreciation. The depreciation and amortization cost is increased from 33 crores to 49 crores on a year-on-year basis. The increase in depreciation is mainly on account of increase in the capex and also increase in ROU as per Ind AS 116 on account of rental expenses of a long-term lease agreement entered for the enhancement in major branches and transshipment hubs faced during the quarter. The finance cost also increased from 12 crores to 16 crores, owing to increase in debt to some extent and also increase in lease liability as per Ind AS 116 accounting. The profit before tax is reduced from 49 crores to 46 crores and as a percentage to the revenue reduced by around 1.22%. This is mainly on account of increase in depreciation and finance cost. The profit for the quarter has been reached to around 34 crores and which is reduced from 36 crores on a year-on-year basis. And percentage to the revenue is also dropped by around 1%, and again it is mainly on account of increase in depreciation and finance cost. Similarly, on a quarterly basis, the goods transport segment is, the revenue is decreased by around 2 to 3%, and this is mainly on account of decrease in the tonnage. And during the quarter, the realization per ton is almost maintained. The EBITDA is decreased from 118 crores to 111 crores. And decrease in EBITDA is mainly on account of, to some extent, the lorry charges have been increased on account of disturbance in the operation on account of this barcode or QR code system introduction. And tire costs also increased a little bit on account of replacement of tires on a periodical basis, even for the new vehicles. The toll charges also increased on account of increase in the toll charges and toll booths. The loading and unloading charges, again, it is increased on account of increase in the loading and unloading rate. The employee cost also increased a little bit in the current quarter. Again, this is only on account of the internal promotions on selective basis to the key employees. The rest of the expenses were in line with the increase in the revenue. And moreover, the fuel cost as a percentage. On the other side, the certain expenses have been reduced as a percentage to the revenue and supported to increase in the EBITDA margins. One is the fuel cost, which is almost reduced by again 1%. And this is mainly on account of increase in the procurements from the refineries. This is almost increased by 7% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. And also the fuel prices have been, the procurement cost has been reduced from 89 rupees to around 87.5 rupees in the current quarter. Again, the EBITDA margins of this segment affected mainly on account of depreciation, and the depreciation increases only on account of increasing capex and increasing ROU. And moreover, finance costs also increased because of increase in debt to some extent and also increase in the lease liability as per Ind AS accounting. The profit before tax is again reduced by almost around 1.89%. This is only on account of, to some extent, the EBITDA margins impacted and also on account of increase in depreciation and finance cost. The profit for the year, for the quarter, has been declined as compared to quarter-on-quarter basis. again because of decrease in EBITDA as well as increase in depreciation and finance cost. During the quarter, we have invested around 87 crores in capex and mainly on commercial vehicles, and most of this capex has been incurred for the replacement of the existing capacity. The net debt of the company reached around 193 crores as of 30th June, and considering our expansion plans in terms of expansion of branch network, shift of customers from unorganized players to organized players, and increase in the fleet size, we are confident in our growth plans going forward. We wish to state that we are adding another 2 own fuel pumps in Delhi and Ambala. This will further increase the fuel purchase from the refinery and which will further reduce the fuel procurement cost. And we are also expecting that the fuel prices are not going to increase in the coming days on account of lower crude oil prices as of now. So since the fuel cost is a major cost in operations, if it is in the controlling manner, then definitely we can see there is some improvement in EBITDA margins going forward. Apart from that, the barcode or QR code system what we introduced for each and every parcel, now we are having a coach so that it will increase, you know, a lot of efficiency in the system and the smooth flow of all the conveyment across our system. This will reduce, you know, increase a lot of operational efficiency, especially the short or excess of materials from in various places. And to that extent, whatever manpower we are deploying, that cost can be minimized. And please note that the increase in depreciation and finance cost in the current quarter is fixed and periodical in nature. We are hoping that once our tonnage growth reaches at our expected level, then these expenses as a percentage to the revenue will come down, and further it will give, you know, boost to increase in EBIT and PBT margins. With this, I wish to conclude my initial remarks. Now I request to the participants to open the questions and answer session.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. First question is from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, everyone. And thanks for giving the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. The first one is essentially on tonnage side. So in this quarter, if you see, there was an impact, as you mentioned in your prepared remarks, on delay in loading, unloading, and as well as agro remaining a little bit soft. So how much can you quantify the impact if this these things were not there, then, you know, how much tonnage would have gone up by?
Yeah, actually, agriculture and the consumer durables, see, I can say around 1.5% of tonnage has been, you know, declined on account of that. And moreover, about this QR code system, at least around 2-3% tonnage has been impacted. Most of the spot bookings are impacted in many of the bigger cities. Basically, the booking branches and transshipment hubs, because of, you know, certain initial hiccups in the system, they were unable to move the consignment. And to that extent, whenever spot booking customers comes, actually because of these delays, the booking have been shifted to other operators temporarily.
So it could have been around 5%. Is it reasonable to assume that?
Yeah, overall around 4%.
Okay, sir. Second question is essentially on the vehicles. So if you look at the vehicles have been reduced, mainly because, you know, we have procured vehicles and we have scrapped some. Now, did it have any impact on volume and profitability, and when we can see, during the year, vehicles increasing again for us?
No, this has not impacted on any performance and other things. Basically, some of the builders, see what we do every time, we conduct, you know, a lot of preventive maintenance in the quarter one before, you know, this rainy season starts. Every year it is. Now, during the year, what we did, wherever some major maintenance for the older vehicles, instead of, you know, doing the preventive maintenance for those vehicles, we scrapped those vehicles. So that's the reason the whatever vehicles additions have been done, those are all replaced with the older capacity.
Okay. So, during later, the second half of the year, possibly we will see.
Yeah, subsequently, this will be the additional capacity it is going to be in the system. The scrappage portion will be reduced. It will not be to the extent what we did now.
Okay, sir. That's helpful. Thank you, and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mukesh Saraf from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is regarding the pricing environment. We took a 5% hike.
Sorry to interrupt you, but your voice is not coming clearly.
Is it better now?
Slightly.
Just a second.
Is it better now?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So, questions first regarding the pricing environment. We took a 5% price hike in December, but I guess in the January-March period, we didn't see too much of an impact of that because we had to take some discounts, etc. So now, how is that playing out now, this quarter? How has it been, the pricing environment? Any of those discounts still continuing? And when can we see the effect of the 5% price hike we took?
The discounting, whatever, the same prices are continued even in quarter one also. That's the reason if you see the realization per ton, it's almost maintained.
Yeah. 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 Okay.
So the same strategy is going to continue even during coming quarters. So the realization overall basis, it will be maintained.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. And secondly, sir, this from 1st August, the e-invoicing threshold is now further reduced to 5 crores. So in this first week of August, have we already started seeing some shift again from unorganized to organized? I mean, what is the impact we've seen so far in August of that threshold coming off?
Yeah. Basically, on certain products, see, again, which were dependent on the unorganized players, most of those sectors are interacting and coming forward for booking in our places, in our branch offices. And definitely, this will support us. And see, 5 crores, between this 10 crores to 5 crores, there are a huge number of customers in the system. So those are going to be shipped to us gradually.
Right. Right. So.
And see, especially in this textile market and all dry fruits market, and even in leather products, actually, we are conducting this meeting, association meeting at various places. See, all these traders are having the association in a local place. Actually, our management is going and meeting these people, especially the marketing team, so that a lot of inquiries on an e-way bill. Sometimes our management calls me directly from the meeting places about the inquiries on the customers on these fronts. So definitely, it is going to help us.
Right. Right. Understood. And sir, I think until last quarter and the last quarter, you had provided some color on the geographic volumes, east, west, north, etc. So if you could give for the first quarter how that mix has been for us?
Mix is very much similar to what I stated. Almost around, say, 35% is from the south origination, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Again, around 20-22% from the north and east, and remaining from the north and west, and remaining from the eastern zones.
Great. Great. All right, sir. Thank you. I'll get back to the queue.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Hiren Kumar Desai, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. First question is, during the month of July and maybe part of August, was there any impact of this flooding situation in many parts of north and western India?
Yeah. To some extent, it affected in July, but in August, actually, the momentum is very good. For the last one week, we are expecting them.
Will you be in a position to indicate what kind of impact it may have on overall volume?
Around 1% or 2%, sir. Not beyond that.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that answers my question.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Suraj from Sampada Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good morning.
Yeah,
so how much reduction in turnaround time do you expect from the implementation of QR code and barcodes?
Yeah, especially the, for the loading and unloading, at least we used to take around 4 to 5 hours in the transit meter for each vehicle. So now what is happening, the time is reducing almost around 3 to 3.5 hours initially, and further we can reduce it.
So have we implemented this at pan-India basis, or we have just implemented it?
Yeah, it is for each and every consignment movement across the company.
Okay. And so, are you still giving discounts to the branches, new branches that were opened last year? The first set of new branches that were opened when we embarked upon this expansion plan. So, are we still giving discounts on in those branches?
Yeah, we set the rate at the time of beginning, but still those rates are continuing. There is no revision in the rates.
So we still haven't got the required amount of volume that we would want.
No, we got the required amount of volumes, but what is happening further, the revision will take place normally whenever, you know, certain, see from April, we plan to increase, but considering again the volumes, what we are facing, and again we hold back that increase in the freight rates. And going forward, we are looking for this season now, how it is going to be turned. And depending on that, on a periodical or some selective route basis, we may increase the rate. But as of now, the same rates are continuing. The internal thought process is there to analyze the each end route, and the product-wise analysis is happening. And the branches performed very well. See, as I said, around 6% of the tonnage is in the current quarter came from the, you know, these new branches alone. So the tonnage is coming, you know, as per what we, better than what we expected. And the rate, freight rates, we have not yet taken a call to increase in those routes.
So is it because of the competition that we are not increasing rates, or we are just not, rather than...
No, not a competition, actually. No, we want to customers stay with us for a longer time. Normally, you see what will happen, at least we have to maintain around a period of 12 months so that that confidence will come in the minds of the customers.
Okay, so no problem. Thank you. All the best, sir.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Keshav from VT Capital. Please go ahead. Keshav, may I request you to go ahead and, with your question, please? There is no response. We move on to the next participant. Next question is from the line of Krupa Shankar from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. A couple of questions from my side. First is on the tonnage growth, you know, guidance. So given that the first quarter has been relatively weaker, and Agri is also seeing a bit of slowdown there, given that Agri also contributes roughly about 10% of our overall portfolio. Do you intend to revise the guidance on the tonnage growth this time around, or would it more or less be offset by the incremental new customers addition?
So basically, now after this, you know, the e-invoicing policy has been changed, now that has been reduced to 5 crores, between 10 from 10 crores to 5 crores from August 1, that is one. And second thing, whatever, you know, tonnage is impacted in the quarter one, these are having a specific reason. And we are not seeing that those reasons are going to impact further in the quarter two or going forward. So that's the reason, because of these two reasons, so we are hoping that definitely the tonnage will bounce back in the coming quarter. So definitely on a year-on-year basis, we are hoping that at least around 15% plus tonnage growth we are expecting.
Got it. Got it. And the second question was on the scrappage. Do you have a number in mind, sir, the number of trucks you would be scrapping this year?
No, see, that we cannot define in advance, but however, around 900 plus vehicles still we are having more than 15 years.
Okay, good. There is no set plan as such that around 400.
That policy is also not compulsory now. It all depends on the the status of that particular vehicle. If any major maintenance, major expenses, then we scrap it. Otherwise, just we'll continue with the vehicles.
Understood. And last question from my side is on the hub lease agreement wherein which you had was renewed.
Yeah.
Would it be possible to share what is the location at which the lease agreement was renewed, and can we expect any other major leases to get renewed over a period which will drive up the ROU component?
See, the major revision in the hubs in the sense, one, Delhi, whatever the new expanded area, we captured almost around additional existing, we were having around 2.5 to 3 lakh sq ft Gudang. Now that has another 2 lakh sq ft area of warehouse has been added in Delhi. So that is one. And in Hubli also, the existing premises where we are having our own facilities, this was we were unable to handle the volumes. Then again, we have taken an additional 1 lakh sq ft area has been planned in Hubli. Similarly, like Pune, Ahmedabad, Raipur, Salem, Chennai we did, Kanpur, Patna we did, Guwahati we did, Siliguri, Cuttack, Ludhiana, and Madurai. These are some of the key places.
Okay. So there is no any major hub which will perhaps the lease can get renewed due to which there can be a substantial spike. Maybe addition will come in to support the tonnage growth, but nothing which can drastically change.
No, no. See, Delhi is a major impact in the current quarter because it was almost addition of another 2 lakh square feet. That impacted a lot of these ROE and the lease liabilities.
Understood.
Yeah.
Thank you, and all the best, sir.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Keshav Bagri from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
So my first question would be, like, we know that weather is a big disruptor for the logistics as an industry, and we have seen recent floods and all the disruptions happening in Gurgaon right now. So have these impacted our numbers in volume terms? Like you just mentioned, it impacted in the range of 1%-2%. So branch addition, has it impacted that as well?
Sir, your voice is not clear. Hello?
Keshav, is it possible to speak through the handset, please?
Yeah, of course.
Is it now? Is it okay now?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. So my question is on the fact that we know that weather is a disruptor for logistics as an industry, and we have seen recent disruptions happening in Gurgaon as well. So you've just mentioned that tonnage might be impacted by 2%-3% at max. So what is the outlook on branch addition? Has it been affected as well?
Yeah, branch addition, every quarter we are planning to add around 25-30 branches. That plan will continue.
Okay. And so, like, the second question would be, like, you have mentioned in your previous call that you're targeting a volume growth of around 18%-20% for the year, and this would translate to revenue growth as well because we're not planning for any price hikes. So are we confident of maintaining this guidance, or do we want to increase or reduce the guidance?
No, previously I mentioned that the tonnage growth will be upward to the 15%. That is maintained.
Okay. And so, like you mentioned, that consumer discretionary and other sectors which have actually outperformed, like underperformed your tonnage expectations. So are there any specific sectors which have really performed well, more than what you expected them to?
Yeah, the performance, there are certain commodities we performed well, especially just a minute. There's some of the automotive spare parts and other things we perform better. And similarly, in the hardware items, actually, the performance was better.
Okay. And sir, any capacity utilization numbers and CapEx numbers for this quarter?
Yeah, every quarter the CapEx will be in the range of around 85 to 90 crores. That is going to continue.
And capacity utilization?
The capacity utilization, again, the vehicle itself will be based on the, you know, increase in the volume, so based on the requirement. See, always our capacity addition will be based on the, you know, growth in the tonnage.
Okay.
So always it will be with 100% utilization.
Okay. And so my last question would be, like, we are adding branches to tap in more into hinterlands and getting new customers. Apart from adding branches, are there any conscious efforts which are undertaken by the company to add more customers and make sure that the existing customer also increase their volume with us?
Yeah, basically what we are doing, we are approaching this MSME and small you know, SME customers because of this you know, reduction in the e-invoicing policy from 10 crores to 1 crore from 5 crores from this 1st of August. We are, you know, approaching a lot of these associations, like the Cloth Merchant Association, Dry Fruit Merchant Association, and there are some this Leather Product Association, especially in UP and surrounding area. And recently, our management did, you know, the customer association meeting in Srinagar as well. So basically, we are going to various places, conducting this association meeting, and many people are having a lot of confusion about the compliances as of today. So we are giving, you know, confidence with, to the customers that once they shift to us, definitely we will take care of the compliances. So all this confidence we are building, and we are putting, you know, some competitive rates also on the initial time, especially in the untapped market. These are all efforts we are doing, and wherever we are doing the promotion, promoting the people, especially we did in this quarter, we are giving, you know, a lot of additional responsibility for them, and most of the promotions happened in the operational and management team to focus, operational and marketing team. So this intentionally we did, you know, this kind of a promotion to give, you know, a lot of responsibility to these people to increase the business, to increase the volumes, to go and approach to the customer. That's the reason. These are all, you know, in addition to that, we are putting all these efforts.
The last question would be, realizations are expected to remain flat for the year, or we are planning to take some price hikes or something on some selective routes specifically?
Since, selective price increase and decrease, it is a continuous exercise, but overall the realization will not change. And basically, since the fuel price is under control and even we are taking initiative to reduce it further, anyway, it is an internal policy that the purchase of the refinery and other things. But even on the market side, you know, the government also not increasing much of a fuel price because of the crude oil prices are under control, and even the election is due now. I don't think so the fuel price is going to be increased in the coming days. So because of that, see, everybody, if we increase the rate, then everybody will ask about the, what is the change in the fuel price. They will not consider, you know, increase or decrease in other expenses. Considering this environment or this scenario, we are not going to change or increase the rate.
Perfect. That answers all my questions. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Hiren Kumar Desai, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my next question is, since we are doing a lot of capex, buying new vehicles and all that, will you be in a position to approximately give a number to interest outgo and depreciation numbers on a quarterly basis?
Yeah, basically the interest cost will not increase because of the capex, because most of the capex we are going to incur through internal approvals. Even in the current quarter, if you see, we did the capex of around 85 crores, but that is increased by hardly around 25 to 30 crores. And apart from the capex in the current quarter, we also funded for the buyback of shares in the current quarter, because see, around 61 crores has been utilized for the buyback of shares as well. So basically, on account of this, around 30 crore debt is increased. Going forward, since there are no, you know, these kind of outflows, and entire cash generated by the business will be utilized for the one, first for the capex, and then if any surplus, then it will be utilized for the repayment of existing debt. So considering this scenario, if we incur even capex of around 85 to 90 crores every quarter, the debt will not increase. So if debt will not increase, then interest costs will not increase. But depreciation on this, anyway, it is going to come. So additional around 2 to 3 crore additional depreciation cost is going to come.
Okay, so we, so this quarter, if I see, it is 49 crores. Will it remain around this number or will it go up a little bit?
Around 1 or 2 crores increase will be there.
For next, and one more question is, so we have ordered this new vehicle. By when is the entire stream of supply getting over? Like when are we likely to hit that maximum capacity, so to say?
No, we are planning to add this capacity in the current year itself. Again, as I said, this completely depends on the increase in tonnage also. Unless these vehicles are required in the system, we will not buy the vehicle and keep idle capacity. So it depends on how the, you know, the quantity increases. See, now we are expecting year on year basis around 15% plus on a cumulative basis. So that much of additional capacity will be brought in.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Alok Deora from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sir. Just one question. What's the branch additions we are looking at in this financial year?
Every quarter around 25 to 30 branches.
And sir, last year, you know, you had mentioned that branch turnaround time is taking nearly 3 to 4 months. So that's the run rate now also, or it's gone slow now?
No, no, it is maintaining at the same time period. See, the wherever we are opening this untapped market, you know, the performance of those branches are very good. And even on an overall basis, if you see in current quarter, around 6% of the growth is only on account of the addition of 200 plus branches over a period of last 1 year.
Sure. And this year you mentioned about 15% volume growth. So a similar number would be there for next year as well?
Yeah, next year also. At least around 2 to 3 per year we are having this guidance. And this Q1 is on a specific reason, you know, so because of some internal modification in the system and all. But in long term, it will give a lot of efficiency and even control on the operational manpower. Definitely, it will bring a lot of control on the manpower also, in the operational process. The barcoding and QR code, what we implemented in the current quarter. But one time we have to do this because to bring that much of efficiency in the system. Otherwise, the growth will be normal, as per our expectation of at least around 15% plus.
So just last question. So our margins are, have come down from 16 plus percent to nearly 15 plus now. So we'll move back towards 16-17%, or what's the target now? Because what we understand
one, is in the, the EBITDA margin will support going forward the fuel price. Basically, that currently around 35-36, almost around 37% we are buying from the refinery. After addition of these two pumps, again, it may reach around 40-45% from the refinery alone. So definitely there, again, the cost is, difference is increased. Earlier, the savings was around 2 rupees. Now we are saving almost around 3 rupees plus compared to the market price versus the fuel what we are purchasing from the refinery. So that is going to help us to increase the EBITDA margin. And moreover, the barcoding system what we put, again, it will give, you know, a lot of efficiency in the operations. Again, that will give boost us to increase the EBITDA margin going forward. So we are hoping that definitely the EBITDA margin will be better than this quarter going forward.
Sure. That's all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thanks for all the participants. Basically, as I mentioned, one is our tonnage growth will be intact going forward, and also the EBITDA margins will be better than what we achieved in the Q1. So with this, I thank Swarnak and all the participants and conclude my call. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.